Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of the Hockey Zone, Flyers Hockey Zone, with your host, Double J, John Johnson. First, I'd like to give a shout out to my friend Matt Mayhem Mackey with his show, Red Fear Radio, representing the Washington Capitals. If you have a chance, if you're a Washington Capitals fan, definitely check out his radio show and also the Kick Ass Hockey Show that he also puts for the BoardHockeyFan.com. You should check him out. He's actually very, very good. One of my closest friends and one of my greatest rivals in hockey fan history, I guess, that I've known anybody to fight against. This particular episode, I'm going to give a warning. For explicit language, it's probably going to be used for and against the Flyers. Because right now, I'm trying to hold back my anger as much as I humanly can. Today's game, on January 23rd, 2014, the Flyers had fallen against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Now, to be honest, I really don't know who you can possibly blame in this situation. As I said before on Twitter and Facebook, that the Flyers and the Blue Jackets are putting former goalies against each other. Steve Mason, who was a former Blue Jackets, and for Sergei Bobrovsky, who used to be a former Flyer. Now, these two people, honestly, I'm trying to control this here. Instead of putting someone like Steve Mason against the Columbus Blue Jackets, who pretty much has played with the team, would probably possibly know their weaknesses, did not play in the entire game. Instead, they put Ray Emery in goalie. And let me tell you something, it was one of the biggest flops that I've ever seen in a very long time. This has got to be the biggest and one of the biggest embarrassments since we lost 7-0 against the Washington Capitals. And Ray Emery took it upon himself to beat the holy hell out of Holtby because for the fact that, we're losing 7-0. Might as well just go and kick the shit out of him. Now, this rant that I'm possibly going to go to is definitely got to go to one person in particular, and that's Paul Holmgren. Let me tell you something. This guy right here is an embarrassment. It is an absolute embarrassment to the Flyers franchise, period. This man has signed blunder after blunder after blunder, signing people like Chris Pronger, who is not a bad player whatsoever. But after a serious concussion and post-concussion syndrome, this man, who was our captain, is no longer our captain. Then it makes it even worse when this man actually traded away Simon Gagné, one of the favorite players of mine for the Philadelphia Flyers, who actually was part of the 2010 Eastern Conference Championship team that went to the finals with the Blackhawks, and we were close to winning the cup, but we were not successful in doing it. And this moron decides to trade him away. Why? Money talks, and I guess bullshit walks. Then we got a problem with Paul Holmgren signing Ilja Brizgalov. Now, Ilja Brizgalov, I'm just going to pretty much say it right there, is one of the most shittiest goaltenders I've ever seen in Flyers history. This man did not do anything except bring up a lot of money that he didn't earn and put Sergei Bobrovsky in a secondary role. It just, man, this stuff right there pisses me off to no extent. And then they trade away Sergei Bobrovsky for a couple of draft picks that honestly probably didn't make any bit of difference. Paul Holmgren right there is nothing more than cancer for the Philadelphia Flyers and really honestly needs to be pulled from his position because this man is full of shit. He cannot, and I repeat, cannot be the general manager of this team anymore. He's not signing good players. He's not making good decisions. He's bringing in people. As I said, Steve Mason is a very good goaltender. He's not the starting goaltender that we need, and neither is Ray Emery. But I can't really say that Sergei Bobrovsky is a good goalie around that particular time because of his rookie status, but this man has won the Vezina Trophy in Columbus. In Columbus, this man could have won a Vezina Trophy for Philadelphia, but he did not. He decided to play his best years in Columbus as probably as a protest for Philadelphia for getting rid of him. But you really cannot blame Philadelphia, the franchise, for it. You can blame Paul Holmgren and his stupid decisions into putting this. I've actually read on thehockeywriters.com about the top 10 worst Paul Holmgren trades and transactions. And honestly, this man has never made a good decision for this team. As being a former Flyer, this man needs to understand that good players are not the ones that need millions and millions of dollars to play. We need to find players that actually are very good players, period, that can actually go and, you know, don't get a little boo-boo face and decide they don't want to play. This is the part that really pisses me off today. Philadelphia played Columbus at the Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Ohio. And let me tell you something, a 5-2 loss is ridiculous. We put away so much penalty time, it's not even funny. But I have to say my biggest complaint right now is the first period penalizing of Scott Hartnell for tripping and slashing against Boone Jenner. This does not make any sense. If you're going to pick one in particular penalty, you might as well put it, either getting a pick tripping or slashing. It's got to be one of the two. But this guy got two double minors, and this just doesn't make any sense. But also at the same time, Columbus Blue Jackets were going on a 7-game winning streak. Philadelphia was going up against a giant. And honestly, Philadelphia has been known to take out some major teams, putting up against Pittsburgh, one in particular month, and they were saying that Pittsburgh was going to be Philadelphia. Philadelphia ended up going in there winning 2-1. But this has got to be one of the biggest insults as a fan of Philadelphia, for Columbus to literally just destroy, because honestly, Sergei Bobrovsky, if would have stayed in Philadelphia, probably would have been one of the best goaltenders we've ever had in a very, very long time. Not to say that there hasn't been a lot of good goaltenders for the Philadelphia Flyers in the last few years, but Sergei Bobrovsky, in my opinion, could have been a great goalie. Have Paul Holmgren fired, he would have probably stayed in Philadelphia. He actually said, I just want to play. And they put Ilja Brizgalov in front of Sergei Bobrovsky, a Russian goaltender. As I said before in my first episode, Russian players are the best at hockey, I think, besides Canadian players. Not to discredit anybody from the United States, but honestly, Russian players and Canadian players, foreign players in general right there, have a better understanding of the sport than a lot of the American players. But I digress. Let's go into, I guess, there is no fight of the week. I was listening to the game. I did not hear about any fights, so there will be no fight of the week. I'm going to switch it from the week to the game, since I'm actually going to cover every single game for every episode. Now, the player of the game, as I see in here, honestly, nobody else put up anything worth talking about. Brayden Schenn scored a wrist shot in about a minute and 56 seconds into the second period. But Vinny Lecavalier scored a power play goal. It is a slap shot with assistant by Mark Strett and Andre Mizaros. So I'd say the player of the day, of the game, I should say, we'll call it the player of the game, is going to go to Vinny Lecavalier. Now, Vinny Lecavalier is a former Tampa Bay Lightning that actually was part of the team, I believe, when the Flyers were going for the Eastern Conference Championships in 2004 before the lockout that caused the NHL to be out, I guess, for a year. I'd have to look at my research and find out all about that. But Vinny Lecavalier was a good player, played for the Tampa Bay Lightning, and they ended up winning the championship against the Calgary Flames. But I digress, because that's not a part of the Philadelphia Flyers, so I really don't care. They ended up taking the Eastern Conference championships. Tampa Bay wanted it more, and Tampa Bay is still a strong team to this day. Philadelphia has not had a good record against them, not since 2012-2013 season, when we actually were really good, when we pretty much were the dominant force in the Eastern Division back in the day. Let's go on to the next one. I already got into the recent game right there about how pissed I am that Philadelphia ended up going 5-2. Now, let me tell you something. After the third or maybe even the fourth goal, I probably would have put in Steve Mason, just because of the fact right there that Ray Emery is horrible, absolutely horrible. Ray Emery could not get his head out of his ass, and I don't even know what was wrong with Craig Berube. This guy absolutely pissed me off. This man, Craig Berube, I'll talk about him in the next segment, which is a coach segment right there. But honestly, after the third or fourth goal, I would have put Mason in at least just to stop the bleeding, because honestly, I had to listen to my team with my fiance right there. Thank God I love her, because honestly, I probably would go insane right now if I was in a house all by myself. This was a absolute embarrassment as a Philadelphia Flyers fan, and to make a podcast telling you about this game. Now, as I said, I apologize for the language usage. I'm very upset about this game, because honestly, this is a game where I knew that if I saw Bobrovsky actually make a very good showing against Columbus or against Philadelphia, that we would really kick ourselves in the butt about this. Because honestly, Paul Holmgren did not see any potential inside Sergei Bobrovsky by putting him second to Brizgalov of all goaltenders, and to be traded away for a couple of draft round, was it NHL draft picks, was actually a very, very horrible decision. That honestly, I can't even think I forgive him for that. Looking at some of the other penalties, like I said, Scott Hartnell had some right there. Braden Coburn had trouble with some holding in the second period. And Scott Hartnell, of course, again had boarding in the third period. But after this particular situation, like I said, Andrew Mazzaros and Braden Coburn actually had some penalty time in there as well. But at the third period of a total beating by Columbus, I think honestly the only problem I'm seeing with the Flyers is that they are losing their cool real quick in the third quarter, the third period. I mean, I even said quarter on that one right there. But honestly, the third period after a beating right there, Flyers, if they're losing, honestly, I would say if they're bleeding profusely as I was listening to the game, Flyers lose their cool really quick. And like I said, situations just like the Capitals incident, honestly, that's still to this day one of the most worst games played by Philadelphia in a very long time. And to watch that game, or to listen to that game, I watched highlights, to listen to that game was absolutely just horrifying, to see a 7-0 loss. I probably would have just been satisfied with a 5-0 loss with this poor performance by the Philadelphia Flyers. We in the first period of the game, I mean, only one person scored, Jack Johnson on Columbus at 8 minutes and 20 seconds of the into the first period. I don't know what's going on with Philadelphia when they do not show any signs of life during the first period of play. They haven't been showing that lately. They literally have to kick start around the second or third period, and that's pretty sad when you can't even really put. I was listening into the game when they were talking about how a lot, most of the time, even like 10 minutes into the game, they were talking about how Philadelphia couldn't even get past the blue line, their own blue line, which is pretty sad if you ask me. 39 shots on goal against Philadelphia, it's only 28. To Ray Emery's credit, like I said, I bashed him pretty hard on this one, but he stopped a never-ending barrage of shots from players. And to me, I really discredit the defense that that Philadelphia has, and for the lack of play by a lot of characters in the game. Nobody really put up any type of defense against these guys. Columbus has just been on a hot streak of 7 straight victories, and now this makes it 8, and we're just nothing more than a statistic. I wanted us to win this game, not only to keep our third place spot, which I will be talking about later on in the show, but also just for the fact of we can say that we took a 7-game winning team and took them and beat them down and actually stopped them from taking our third place spot. Now, as I was saying before, let's go to the interested player that's not a Flyer. I mean, honestly, it's pretty damn obvious who I wanted to pick in this particular situation. Sergei Bobrovsky. I think honestly, the Ray Emery and Steve Mason just are not our goalies. As I said, Phil, or was it Sergei Bobrovsky won a Vezina Trophy in Columbus. What does that tell people? That Philadelphia really needs to rethink every one of their management team. If I were Ed Snyder right now, and I saw the embarrassment that this situation has happened, Paul Holmgren would have been out the door a long time ago. I would have kicked his ass to the curb, and he would have probably been flipping burgers at Burger King or something like that. I don't know. I would have picked somebody as a general manager who knew how to make wise decisions, not just in goaltending, for defense and for our wingers and center. There is nobody that I can't think of any kind of general manager I would have thought that would have made a big difference. I mean, Bobby Clark, when he retired and decided to go to the front office, he made his bad decisions as well, but he made some good decisions as well. I mean, honestly, teams, we put up a lot of fight in the 80s. Now I want to go to my nostalgic flashback moments, and I want to go to a particular player that holds a big interest with me, is that and that player is a absolute love of Philadelphia, and that is Pelly Lindbergh. Now Pelly Lindbergh was also drafted 35 overall in the second round of the 1979 NHL entry draft. This guy was sent to the Maine Mariners, played a couple of seasons, and then was picked up to Philadelphia in the 1981-1982 season. This man was one of the best goaltenders with great reflexes. Even though this man was very small, was absolutely a great, great goaltender. But remember, everybody, in the 1979-80 season, when he was part of Team Sweden in the Olympics, he actually tied Team USA. And I remember for the fact that was the year that I believe that was the 1980 Miracle USA team that beat the Russians. But that's another story for another time. This man was one of the greatest goalies, in my personal opinion, than a lot of goaltenders around that time. I believe if this man would have probably lived, he would have probably taken them to the Stanley Cup Finals more times than anybody. Remember, the Vezina Trophy winner in 1984-85 season was actually trained by Bernie Parent and actually very loved by Bernie Parent. This man, as I said before, was one of the greatest goaltenders that Flyers ever had the chance to pick up. I've actually got his autobiography book that was done by I can't remember the name of the author. Maybe it's Jim Meltzer. I think it's probably his name. It's really sad to think that that day on November 10th of 85, that this man just had too much to drink. And honestly, I don't drink alcohol. I don't do I don't do anything like that. And I'm kind of an advocate of telling people that if you want to go and drink and have a good time, make sure it's in a controlled environment where you have a lot of people. I have that situation with me and my fiance. She can drink and party all she wants to. I make sure I take her home safe, and that's why I want to make sure to tell everybody, if you want to go drink, please make sure you do it in a very controlled environment where you know that you got somebody watching your back right there that can take you home safely, that make sure you're safe. That's pretty much the message I'm sending. So my nostalgic flashback moment would have to be definitely for one Pelly Lindbergh, number 31. We miss you, and honestly, I wish you could have been part of this franchise for longer than the time that you were here. Now, let's go on to the coaching segment of the show. Craig Berube, what the hell happened? I mean, honestly, the past few games have been absolutely horrible, with a couple of big losses. One against the Canes yesterday. I believe we won against Buffalo. I'm not sure. I'd have to look at my stats, but the losses just keep coming in. And honestly, yes, we're in third place, and we dropped down from whatever position we were in before. But I think that Craig Berube, was an assistant coach to Peter Laviolette, was an absolute. I really don't even understand why this man was even selected as our head coach, because as a former Flyer, he was a really good player, but good players do not make good coaches, and it's proving it right now that he's putting up. Because honestly, in my personal opinion, like I said, I would have put Steve Mason at the helm and see what he would have done against the Blue Jackets instead of putting Ray Emery, because this situation has happened before where they played the Blue Jackets and they put him up against Ray Emery, and Ray Emery was destroyed as usual. But honestly, if Perubi is keeps does doing what he's doing right now, and if we don't even make the playoffs this year, I believe Perubi will be out the door, and hopefully we can give ourselves a really good coach by next season. Getting rid of Laviolette was actually not a wise decision. I think Laviolette was a really good coach. He put up a fight, got us into the playoffs. But honestly, I have a, we go for the likes and the dislikes of the Philadelphia Flyers this time. Honestly, there is no likes to this entire thing. This was an embarrassment, and there is no likes, and there is no good plays or players that I want to talk about in this entire game. Dislikes, I can definitely say, is everything about this team. This is an embarrassment. This is an absolute embarrassment of this team. So that's the likes and the dislikes of the Flyers for this particular episode. Now, I'm going to give my final thoughts before I end this show. The Philadelphia Flyers have lost the third place spot. Now, I know that there's more games to play, that there's going to be the Olympics break soon, playing a few games in a few games in February, but then the schedule gets really hard, as I've seen right now. The next three teams that we got to play, actually four teams, is Boston, a former world champion in 2011. Detroit, which we beat before, so honestly we can take them out. Then we've got to play the Anaheim Ducks and the Los Angeles Kings. Now two former champions, Anaheim is doing excellent in the West. So to play up against them is honestly going to be a very, very heavy task. And I hope my Flyers, and hope our Flyers, I should say, can take on these teams and go back to Philadelphia with their heads high instead of going onto the next plane to the next city to get their heads kicked in. This is Double J John Johnson for the Flyers Hockey Zone in Chester, Virginia, for January 23rd of 2014, saying thank you for listening. I apologize for the language. Hope to see you next show.